This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.
Runnymede, a place to remember the Allied airmen and women who lost their lives in World War II and who have no known grave. This virtual act of worship and remembrance is led by Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Mike Wigston.
Each year, representatives of Commonwealth Air Forces come together at the Runnymede Air Forces Memorial to remember and pay their respects to the fallen. Inscribed in the walls of this memorial are the names of over 20,000 men and women who gave their lives in the Second World War and have no known grave. Here, in this quiet corner of English countryside, these walls pay tribute to that sacrifice for our freedom. Out of sight for many, but never out of mind. The international effort to contain the COVID-19 pandemic has meant that this year's service of remembrance cannot be held in the normal way. Instead, we'll conduct a virtual service to honour the men and women remembered here at Runnymede, who gave their tomorrows for our today.
Conducting the service, the Reverend Dr. Group Captain Giles Legood, RAF Deputy Chaplain in Chief, Operations.
I call this to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. We meet here to commemorate the men and women in the Commonwealth Air Forces who served during the Second World War, lost their lives, and have no known grave. It is in their memory that we now meet to give thanks for their labour and sacrifice, to take courage from their example, and to renew our dedication to the service of God and others.
Music for this occasion, Sir Edward Elgar's Nimrod, recorded by the Central Band of the Royal Air Force.
Thank you.
The first reading is by the Chief of the Air Staff, Psalm 147, verses 1 to 7.
Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds their wounds. He determines the number of stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre.
We offer to Almighty God our thanksgiving for the many blessings with which he has enriched our lives. For those who serve in the armed forces of the Commonwealth, on sea, land, and in the air, thanks be to God. For the unity of nations committed to the cause of freedom, thanks be to God. For the sacrifices made, by which our peace has been preserved, thanks be to God.
The second reading by Cadet Warrant Officer Ivor Maganti from 1159 Edmonton Squadron, RAF Northolt. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 7.
Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him, and have seen him.
It was important for me to memorize it, as it was the least I could do. I think, due to the virtual service, there were very few people here. Especially according to the previous years, we've had large ceremonies. But I think it's important and significant to do that. So this is the first time that I've been here, and just walking up to the gates, it was really significant and powerful for me. But as soon as you enter in and you're enclosed by the four walls with thousands of names on it, it really makes you think back to the sacrifice that everyone gave back during that generation.
Parade. Parade. Chun.
Time now for the laying of the solitary wreath by the Chief of the Air Staff. The wreath of red poppies is presented to the Chief by Corporal Glenford Boyce of the RAF Regiment.
It has been an honour handing over the wreath to the Chief of the Air Staff. It's a very slim opportunity. I probably won't get it in a lifetime, you know, so I'm really glad for the opportunity. It's also a proud moment for me representing the Queen's Colour Squadron on a lovely day like today in Runnymede. It's very important being part of the Commonwealth. Being from Trinidad and Tobago, I came over, joined the RAF, and now standing now and representing the wider Commonwealth is great. Seeing that they are going to put like a memorial for the Commonwealth people that fought in the war, I feel proud today to be part of it.
Almighty God, who makes the cloud your chariot and walks on wings of the storm, look in mercy, we beseech you, on those who are called to serve their fellows in the air. Even there, let your hand lead them and your right hand hold them. Help them to do their duty with prudence and fearlessness, confident that in life or death, The eternal God is their refuge, and underneath are your everlasting arms. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We say together the prayer which Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
As the ceremonial party prepares for the act of remembrance, a flypast over Runnymede, 9 familiar Red Hawk trainer aircraft of the Red Arrows under the command of team leader, squadron leader Martin Pert.
We give thanks for the memory of all who have given their lives in the cause of freedom. And we remember especially today those whose names are inscribed in stone in this holy place.
The exhortation is read by Group Captain Nick Worrell, Station Commander at RAF Northolt, and will be followed by words of remembrance by RAF personnel and representatives of countries from all over the world who would have been here in the congregation.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
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 Australia, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Jamaica, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Malta, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
France, we will remember them.
Antigua and Barbuda, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
We will remember them.
Canada, we will remember them. Nous nous souviendrons d'eux.
We will remember them.
I'm Brigadier Swarna Bhotata, Defence Advisor at the Sri Lanka High Commission in London. We will remember them.
We will remember them.
Belgium, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Poland, we will remember them.
The United States of America, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
We will remember them.
Singapore, we will remember them.
Malaysia, we will remember them.
From the Republic of Ghana, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Czech Republic, we will remember them.
Barbados, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
The Slovak Republic, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
We will remember them.
The Kohima is read by Group Captain Anne-Marie Houghton, DCOS Career Management Air.
When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today.
As the Central Band of the Royal Air Force give us a recording of John Addison's Reach for the Sky, making some RAF history here, Flight Lieutenant Melissa Sharp, bearing the silk ensign, the oldest flag in the RAF, which was first bestowed on them by King Edward V in 1921.
It's usually done by the Queen's Colour Squadron, but I had the honour and the privilege to be the first female in history to carry the silk ensign today, so it's a real honour for me. It's so humbling to be here, it's such a beautiful place, and it's so important and so relevant to all of us, not just servicemen and women, and it's really important that we carry on with these services of remembrance and continue to honour those who have fallen on our behalf.
And performing the last post and reveille, RAF trumpeter from the band of the Royal Air Force Regiment, Corporal Ben Murray.
It's always a great honour and privilege to play the last post. I mean, us as trumpet players for the RAF Music Services, you know, we do it quite a lot, but it never gets old. You know, wherever we do, you know, services, funerals or anything, especially today, it's always a great honour and privilege to do it. It's obviously a very important service today. It's always a humbling experience, especially in this sort of peaceful surroundings. It just makes it that more special. And, any sort of, although little contribution that, you know, I can give, it's a real humbling experience for me. Yeah, these things, they never get old. You know, as trumpet players, we do a lot of this, but it's always nice to play the last post.
Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Mike Wigston, explained to me why it's so important to keep the annual remembrance with this virtual service.
I think I speak on behalf of all of the Commonwealth Air Forces represented here, that we owe that generation an immense debt of gratitude, and so the service that we've done today is the least we could do to honour those men and women remembered here at Runnymede.
Of course, the reason why we can't do a full service is because of the coronavirus situation, and so many of your staff are actively involved in helping with the incredible effort that's going on throughout the country in such a variety of roles that they're taking on.
John, that's exactly right. We're all very proud of the men and women that are out there working through this, supporting the NHS and local authorities, and that's from military planners and logisticians, our support helicopter forces, our air mobility transport forces moving patients around. And I think most important of all, my special thanks goes to our over 600 doctors and nurses and medical professionals and trainees who are embedded in the NHS working on the front line of this. So there's a great Air Force effort, but supporting the NHS who are absolutely carrying the load in this.
Can I just ask you really finally about this place, Runnymede? It's an incredible atmosphere. It pays homage to the fallen 20,000 who have no known grave. In this year, the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Britain, it makes it all the more pertinent to be here, doesn't it? And all the more important for us to be here.
Yes, this is a very special year in many ways. It is the 75th anniversary of victory in Europe, but it's also the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Britain. And actually, as we stand here, the 17th of May was a particularly poignant day for one of our squadrons, 82 Squadron, on a raid in Belgium, lost 11 of their 12 aircraft. 22 men were lost, and 13 of them are recognised on these walls. So this very day is poignant in that regard. And so these names, these 20,000 names remembered here at Runnymede, we owe them an enormous debt of gratitude.
let us pledge ourselves anew to the service of God and our fellow men and women, that we may help, encourage, and comfort others, and support those working for the relief of the needy and for the peace and welfare of the nations. God our Father, we pledge ourselves to serve you and people everywhere in the cause of peace, for the relief of want and suffering, and for the praise of your name. Guide us by your Spirit. Give us wisdom. Give us courage. Give us hope. And keep us faithful, now and always. Amen. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honour all people. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day and always. Amen.
Today we have paused to remember the men and women from air forces across the Commonwealth who gave their lives in the Second World War and have no known grave. Although we could not come together in remembrance, I'm conscious of the immense debt of gratitude that we all share. Today, the men and women of our Commonwealth Air Forces are still there protecting our nations as we have always done. We are inspired by everyone who went before us, but in this year especially, that generation of heroes who fought for and won our freedom in the Second World War. We will remember them.